Me and Gary had a long conversation on the phone the other day where we were talking about the direction of the podcast and we wanted it to be happier. And this was the very next episode.
What's up, baby? Welcome back to another episode of Rated G with Gary G. Garcia and Brian Licata. You know who we are, man. I am your host, Gary G. Garcia, along with my brother and partner in Misinformation, Brian Licata, taking slow sips out of his Rated G cup.
Mm-hmm. We got them for sale. Check them out. Endwasgood.net/shop. Rated G mugs for sale. We got other shirts, merch, and shit like that coming up.
Yeah, man. We're starting to pop it off. I got those llama shirts on order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Rated G mug, let's take a look at it, man. In case you don't know, it has one of my quotes on there. My ignorance is what makes me adorable. With the Rated G logo on the front. It's a beautiful mug. I actually got to go pick one up, man.
Would you like to read our description?
It's our favorite Gary G. Garcia quote. My ignorance is what makes me adorable. Whether you're drinking your morning espresso, having a fancy 40 ounce or something in between, this mug is perfect for listening to Rated G. It's sturdy and glossy with a vivid print that'll withstand the microwave and the dishwasher. And ladies, probably a couple of tosses at your man's head. All right. It's a very bounceable mug. Speaking of mugs, I want to shout out my man, Instagram handle. I want to get his handle right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Zoo 718.
Oh, Zoo, the graffiti artist. Yeah.
Our boy Zoo. Ooh. Gave me a mug, left me a mug. Dial 911 for the show. I want to thank you, Mr. Zoo. You're the man. He was out there at Apollo Buds with us for the last show we did. It was fire. So,
Zoo, let's talk about getting some t-shirt designs made. Maybe we'll throw them up on the site.
He watches it as it airs, by the way, man. Zoo is one of our boys, man. He be watching it when it airs. So
thank you, sir. Thank you.
I mean, I don't even do that. That's good, man. Big up to you, my brother.
Yeah.
I'd also like to announce that we're happy to announce, we have a new sponsor. Our boys over at AC Jokes have decided to sponsor us, man, and back us and help us on our quest for what? I don't know, but we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have AC Jokes along for the ride. They are one of our sponsors. So big up to AC Jokes, people. If you're looking for some comedy in Atlantic City, you know, I say it every show. I'll say it again. Check out acjokes.com. And we play every single night of the week. All right. 2 shows a night. Check out our schedule. That's my home residency, along with my brother Zach, Buddha the comedian, Mike Merck, Matt Bridgestone, Ray Vasquez, and the whole Brian Stedman, and the whole AC Jokes crew. And we're glad to have you sponsoring us, man. Big up to you guys.
Pew pew. Pew 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 pew.
You know,
I wonder if the pew pews are one of the reasons we don't get, recommended on YouTube. You think it's actual? You think they're censoring our fake gunshots?
Our pew pews?
Yeah.
Who said they're gunshots? Maybe they're just fire rockets. Maybe they're bottle rockets. Pew 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 pew. They make that kind of sound.
The crackly ones. I like the crackly ones that come out.
The whistlers.
The whistlers. The whistlers.
The whistlers.
So tell me, G, what's going on with you, bro? It's good to see you. It's been a little while.
I look horrible. I'm looking at myself right now. I look fucking horrible. I'm just tired, man. You know, the same old shit, you know?
I think
when you do nothing but sleep all day, you know, you're always tired. You're in a constant state of tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm chilling, man. The shows were okay. Big up to Governor's Comedy Club over in Levittown. Speaking of which, big up to my man, Mr. Beans, yo. My tattoo artist who did this whole sleeve right here.
Okay.
All this beautiful artwork. And also one of the big reasons I do comedy, man. He kind of, he taught me a lot about comedy without even knowing it. Because I would go and hang out with him while he tattooed people. And he would always have me tell, you know, stories that he had heard before.
Mm.
And he would always make me repeat them to his customers because he thought they were hysterical. And that that got me into telling the same stories over and over and over again. And every time I tell it, you know, it's a true story. So I got to stick to the facts, but I would also have to try to make it still enjoyable for this dude to hear who's heard it millions of times.
Interesting. Okay.
And I was always able to do it. You know, I'd either like get deeper into facts or, you know, just the way I said it. And that trained me to be able to do like bits over and still keep them fresh and shit like that. Still keep them kind of like off the top.
You know,
so he came and he saw me for the first time ever.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he was there like through the whole thing when I was doing it. Like,
oh, so he came out. So the governor's show was the first show that he seen
that he ever saw me perform. Before that, you know, wasn't even performing. He just, you know, I just make him laugh at the fucking place. And when I started doing comedy, I'd be hanging out with him and Kevin, and we'd be just hanging out, and I would go into some crazy rant, and they'd be like, "Dude, is the open mic going on right now?" And I'd be like, "Yeah," and they'd be like, "Go over there and just repeat everything you just said." And I would run to the open mic and I would repeat everything I just told him, and it would hit. So, so big up to you. I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted him to be impressed. Mm-hmm. And he told me he was.
Do you get nervous on stage much at all?
I mean, sometimes I get nervous. It's a good thing. I always have a kind of like healthy nervousness. Like I always want to do good.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, I also realize I'm only up there for 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever it is.
You can handle that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, what's the worst that's going to happen to me? You know what I'm saying? The people don't like me. So what, man?
Yeah, you know, they don't laugh.
Yeah,
I've seen you bomb for like 20 minutes straight and you just keep going, bro.
Oh, I don't care.
Nobody's laughing besides like maybe me or somebody else. And it's
me. And me. I always laugh at my own jokes when they don't. I'll be up there like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, this shit is funny.
And you'll say that too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're not, none of y'all are laughing. I know this is funny.
Yeah, I know this is funny because it's making me laugh, man. Look, it's the first time I'm hearing it too. It's funny. What do you know about funny? Obviously not much. You're not laughing.
Oh, shit. I want to give a quick shout out too to our brother, Adam Gable. I see that. I just saw this a couple minutes ago. He's doing a live album recording attempt, apparently. I see that.
It's not an attempt. It's what he's doing.
No, there's an asterisk here. It says it's an attempt.
Oh, okay. All right. That's Adam for you.
Yeah, that's Adam. Yeah, but December 8th at 7 p.m., Westside Comedy Club. You can get tickets at westsidecomedyclub.com. Kate Hester and our boy Triple G over here, Gary G. Garcia.
I will be on that, man. I'm honored to be a part of that day, man. That is my boy. If you're in New York, if you're in Jersey, if you're anywhere within a few hours to get there, I would suggest you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see people come out and support Adam. If there's anybody out there who deserves support and a specialist, my brother Adam, one of the most intelligent writers. Mm-hmm. Out now when it comes to comedy, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, just when it comes to anything. I mean, he's written some good shit. He's a fucking beast for shit. But yeah, man, support my boy Adam. Support me. I'll be out there too, man. You know, and it's going to be a good night. You know, so big up to Adam, man. Also big up to my man, Marcelo Perez. That's his last name, Perez. I want to make sure I get it. You know, I'm terrible with fucking names. I remember his first name.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm always terrible with second names, but let me find out. I want to make sure I get it right because this is actually, Marcelo Hernandez. Big up to my brother, Marcelo Hernandez. And that's my dog. I met him in Ohio.
Okay.
When we were on the tour over at the Comedy Stop or Funny Stop, whatever the fuck the name of it is. But I met him out there. He was doing the open mic.
Okay.
And when I first saw him, I said, I looked at Mike and Terry. I said, this dude's going to be a star. I said, that kid is good. And not only is he good, but he's going to be a star. And afterwards, we spoke to him. We told him, listen, if you ever come down to New York, let us know. You know, we'll get you linked up at the Grizzly Pear. You know, all the shit we tell the people that. And homeboy moved out to New York.
Oh, shit. For comedy?
For comedy.
Yep.
Started playing at the Grizzly Pier and all the other places in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got put on the cast for Saturday Night Live. So big what? Up to you, Marcelo. Bro? Big, huge.
Good for him.
Rated G, shout out to you. Beep, beep, beep,
how, beep. How long ago did you guys meet him? When was this?
I mean, he came up quick. I don't know how long he was doing it before, but I saw him at an open mic. And then when I saw him in New York, he was already, you know, ready to go. Yeah. And he barked. Okay. He did his shit. He put in his grind. He came in. He barked. He produced shows. He did what he had to do. And I'm not surprised, dude. The dude is very talented, man. Very talented dude. When I first saw him, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real recognized real. When I first saw him, I knew that he was going to be a star. And he's going to be a star. So big up to you, Marcelo. I, Rated G, and the whole crew wish you nothing but success, man.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I love to see my people shine, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so there you go. A couple of good things to start the podcast off with.
Right.
On this hazy Sunday afternoon.
Hazy Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, right? Didn't that just... It needed a little music break, right? Mm-hmm. I wish we'd have had, like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
We need a DJ.
We should get a DJ. Get a DJ on the show. That'd be nice. You know, we'll have a little music. Yeah, it'd be fun.
So you had sent me a very interesting story that you wanted to talk about. You apparently know some very interesting people. You went to school.
So I don't really want to like name names.
Closer to the mic. Well, don't they name names? Isn't it in the article?
Might be in the article.
I mean, don't they name the person in the article? I don't really want to name names. It's in a fucking article, man. I'm pretty sure she fucked up already, man. Like, you know, you don't have to name her name. It's not going to help her out any. Right, Aaron Rated G, we're not trying to throw no one under the bus. So we'll let the news do it for us.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, so here's the article. There was a therapist in Ocean City who used the patient's credit cards for psychic readings, right? So this woman was charged with theft by deception.
Would this woman be Ashley Crooks?
Yeah.
32 years old? All right. So this woman, Ashley Crooks.
Charged with theft by deception and unlawful use of credit cards after racking up $40,000 in charges over 2 months on app texting psychics.
What a fucking idiot. What an idiot. And you went to school with this person?
No, I didn't go to school with him. I just know him. Yeah.
Oh, you just know. It's a female or a male?
A female.
You know, of course. Yeah. A male won't get caught up in that scam.
No.
A male would have been like prostitution. He spent it all in like fucking brothels. That's what a man would have been on.
Or drugs.
Or fake women.
Right.
Like the dolls. You know, that's more of a man thing. He spent it on something for his dick or gambling or drugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, only a woman would give all that money to a fucking psychic.
Dude, I did the math, bro. I think it was only like 133 hours. That's how much it's
$40,000.
Yeah.
She robbed her client. Wait, she was a what? She was a therapist? Is that what she was?
Yeah.
So she had all these people sharing their deepest, darkest shit with her. As she sits there with a book, making notes as they talk and shit. And she's robbing them.
Blind, bro.
She must know like which ones were the dumb ones. Right? She had to like groom them in some sort of way.
You think so? What?
Yeah, I mean, she has to know while she's sitting there talking to this person that, yeah, this is one of the ones I could fleece this one.
It's like,
how don't you realize that money's coming off your credit card?
Oh, yeah. I look at my shit all the time, but that's because I'm broke, you know?
I look at my shit knowing that I ain't got no money on it.
Right, but you want to see how little money you have. You know?
Sometimes I want to go eat and I don't want to touch my bank. I go, let me see if there's 50 bucks on this card. Because if there's 50 bucks, I'm going to fucking Denny's.
Right. That's how it goes, bro. You know?
My shit's been catering near fucking maxed. The only one that keeps going down is my Best Buy one, because you can't use that one anywhere.
Oh, really?
You can only use it in Best Buy.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why it keeps going down. If I was able to use it anywhere, it'd stay right there at almost $50 away from being fucking
maxed out.
Yeah. It sucks because, like, right before everything opened up again,
mm-hmm.
I had cleared all my bills.
Damn, really?
I cleared all my, paid off all my credit card bills. Dude, I was making money with the unemployment. Dude. You know, they were giving us, I was making $800 at one point, then $500. I wasn't spending no money.
$800 a week, right? That's what it was?
Yeah.
That's
crazy, something like that.
Bro.
In the beginning, then they lowered it to like $500.
Yeah, but that $800 for the beginning was for like 6 or 8 months.
Yeah. And you wasn't spending any money, but your bills.
Right. Yeah. Electricity, you know, water. You know,
like I wasn't going out. I wasn't spending money. I bought some things for the house. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I was stacking and I paid off all my bills. I wasn't a fool. Mm-hmm. I could easily have just went and bugged out and just left my bills where they were. But no, I paid off all my credit cards. I paid off my street debts and all that.
Yep.
And I had zero debt. Zero debt to the government. Zero debt to any institution. Zero debt to anybody on the street. And then they opened up everything. And I started going out again and shit and living life again. And now I'm back in the fucking hole. Except for on the street. I have no money on the street.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, stayed out of them predicaments.
Yeah, that's for the best.
Yeah.
You don't.
I mean, it's not the same anymore anyway, man, you know, because there's really no hustle out there I want to do.
Right. I mean, because the weed hustle's gone.
Yeah,
right?
that's a thing of the past for me personally. I mean, because there's so many fucking things out here, even in New York.
Right.
You can do it, but to me, it's stress if you're not going to open up a dispensary.
Right, like a shop.
If you're going to open up a dispensary, then yeah, I guess it's worth it. But if you're not going to do that, then, you know, why bother, man?
Yeah,
why bother? I'm not around enough.
And then, like, the next thing is Coke, and you don't want to sell Coke.
You
don't want to sell Coke, man.
No.
It's a whole different. Definitely that's not. A whole different ball game. That's
just the customers are very different.
That's really the downside. You know, weed customers aren't really going to hit you up at 3 or 4 in the morning. Coke customers always hit you up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh yeah. Three and four in the morning. They're going to hit you up, dog. Well, I don't know about that anymore, man. I know back in the day that was definite.
I mean, Coke
nowadays, the Coke ain't the same, man.
Yeah, but it's not as strong.
Sleep on that shit, probably.
I don't know. Maybe
it doesn't really have you that up fucking that jaw triggering shit. I mean, I guess it might. I would think you have to do a whole lot of that shit, man. You know, you have to do like.
Isn't it a shame you can't get a good bag of Coke in America anymore? Where's this?
Miss the old days,
you know.
You know, the boys were boys, girls were girls, and the Coke was good. What the fuck happened to the Coke? That's the question. You know, that's the question.
That's a good t-shirt.
But yo, getting back to your friend, how did you know this person anyway?
I don't really want to get into that. Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to talk about that. It's not relevant conversation.
I feel like I want to dig into this.
No, I can't. We'll talk about it off air, but I'm not talking about it.
All right. Never brought up. You should have then. Why do I feel like you used to fuck this chick?
I did not.
I feel like she probably robbed you for a lot of money. Probably a car. For all I know, that's what got you onto drugs. You know, right. I'm going to create my own things. All right. This is what happened. Y'all were fucking around. She robbed you for money in your car. You were spiraling down after that. You were both heartbroken, mm-hmm. penniless, with no car. It led you into a life of sucking dick for heroin. And you wanted to bring this on because this is some sort of great retribution to you, where you're like, yes, she finally got what was coming to her. I knew it would catch up to her.
Personally? I know her through other people, and
was she a nice person?
Nah.
And yet she was a shrink.
That's why it's so funny, bro. It's because I didn't like her. And then this happened, you know, it's just
but
like
what's crazy is this is a woman that people are going to for advice because their lives or whatever. They've come to a crossroads of some sort where they feel like they need somebody else to tell them something. Mm-hmm. Right. So she's telling people basically how to live or letting them try to work it out themselves. And yet she goes to a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Her psychiatrist was a psychic
through an app. Also, you got to remember that part. It was
through an app. So she's really going to like some fat dude in his mother's basement.
Yeah.
With a bunch of fucking like salami slices.
It could be a bot, bro. You know, it could
a bot.
Yeah.
Bots are hysterical.
Dude, it's just such a ridiculous story, bro. You can't.
Well, I said it when you
couldn't make it up. You couldn't. You can't make this shit up, bro.
When you sent me the whole article, I told you what I thought. I said she should ask for her money back because obviously they weren't good. One of them should have told her, you're going to get busted for this.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to get busted for this. And what's fucked up is the places like those are scams, but they can't be charged with the scam that she did.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? Like they scammed her. She scammed them.
Right.
Nobody's going after them.
Right. No.
Because, you know, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe
keep them mugs coming, people?
Did you believe in like psychics or any of those like any of those kind of people at all?
Mediums.
Yeah. Do you think there are people who can connect to a different level of just
I will say that I believe that there I believe in black magic and all that shit, voodoo, mediums. I believe in that. And that's the thing. That's the reason why I don't even, you know, let's just go for fun. No. I'm not going for fun because you might run into a real one. Mm. You might run into one of those people who are actually a medium or some sort of spiritualist that can, you know, and we're not supposed to know that. We're not supposed to know what awaits us, man. You know, we're supposed to trust in God.
Mm.
It's a trust thing. Whatever tomorrow holds for me, I know it'll be all right. Why? Because God guides my steps and he has my back. So you're not supposed to know about those things, man. You're just supposed to ride it out and have mm-hmm. trust,
mm-hmm.
you know, and learn. You know, it helps you to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I believe that some of those people, you know, like in Poltergeist, when they brought in the little old lady, remember her with that annoying voice?
Yeah.
I was like, who casted this lady, man? Even if I had that spirit in my house and this lady came to my house, she was like, I'd have been like, okay, get out. Can't we get somebody else? But mm-hmm. Gary, she can get the spirit out. I want her out. The spirit doesn't even sound like that. The spirit's voice doesn't pierce through my ears and rattle my feelings. Her voice was so horrible. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the Poltergeist in ages.
Nah, I haven't either. But I just, there's some things you don't forget. You know? And I think she was like, I think she did like a voice overdub, which is horrible.
Do you remember the name of the character?
She was the shrink. I don't know, the little fat shrink. Little meatball chick with glasses. If you zoom that in, I can find her quick. Watch them not even have a face. Dr. Lesh. Oh, they showed like a young picture of her.
Beatrice Straight.
Yeah.
That's her?
I guess that Beatrice actually did very little work in the movies. I think that's her. Go back to the other thing.
Let's see if I can. No,
that's not her.
Not her?
Nah, she like that was like the mother or something. I don't even know. Let's see. She's a little fat lady, man. Heather O'Rourke. That was a little girl, right? They did like some crazy shit. She's dead now, right?
Zelda Rubinstein.
That's her. Zelda Rubinstein. Tangina. That is her. Yeah, that's her. Ugh, what a voice. It's just so. I couldn't do it. I would have to have kicked her out.
Grammarly has saved me so.
Yeah, not even worth it.
I'll get it up.
She was just a voice that used to, I just can't do it. It's like the voice in the beginning of that Wu-Tang song. I forgot which Wu-Tang song it was, but they talk about like how they killed their family. And you're like, oh God. I don't hear no volume.
Yeah, it's really low.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
look,
like
they don't want
it's
us to
like,
show
it's like
it.
So, it's like soft but crackly, you know?
Yeah, it's just they don't want us to share her voice, dude. They don't want our listeners who don't know who she is to have to be struck with that. I mean, I still remember the voice, and this is, you know, I think I saw the movie once.
Mm-hmm. Zelda.
Back then, all those movies were big, man. You know, I looked into that whole, because I was wondering why people weren't talking about the whole Illinois thing.
Oh, yeah, bro. Okay. Yeah, let me get some articles up if you want to explain it.
Well, supposedly, you know, they're calling it, it's called the Safety Act. And other people are calling it the Purge Act. And I mean, I just read a thing debunking it. And it's kind of what I thought anyway. You know, like I thought there was more to it than just the way they were presenting it. Actually, I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying that, you know, starting January 1st in Illinois that, you know, they weren't going to have bail. And that's what the whole thing really is. They're making it sound like if you do all these crimes, they won't arrest you. You can right. still get arrested. And you can still be detained.
It's eliminating the cash bail system.
It's getting rid of cash bail. And in a way, I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how this plays out because in a sense, the argument for cash bail was always that it gives the people an incentive to come back to court.
Right.
But if you're going to give a person money to get out of court, then that means he's not a danger. It's one of two things. Either you don't deem he's a danger, so you're willing to let him out until trial because he is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Right, correct.
So you put $100,000 bail.
Right.
So what is it? Is
10%.
It that?
It's usually 10% too. If the bail's set at $100,000, you got to pay 10 grand, right?
Yeah. But okay. But what is it? Is it that this dude isn't a threat to society, or is it that if he gives us $10,000, we don't care that he's a threat to society? You understand what I'm saying? Like, in other
yeah,
words,
I
that's the way
you,
the
bro.
Bail is set up, right? Right? And then and that's one part of it. Mm-hmm. The other part is if I don't have that money and another person does have money and we're both charged with the same crime with the same bail, he'll get out because he has the money.
Right.
I have to sit there. Now, if the reason why he's getting out is because he's not a threat to society, then why ain't I getting let out? I'm not a threat either. I just right. don't have $10,000 to give you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what they're saying is in this law is they're getting rid of the money bail thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the burden now is on the prosecutor to make them detain you.
Mm-hmm.
To say that this dude or this person is a threat to society and a danger. We okay. need to detain him. So in other words, there is no money that that person can pay to get out.
Yeah. I don't.
You're either not a threat and we'll let you out. And I think they give them monitors or something like that. They have to wear like a monitor or something, depending on the crime. And we'll let you out. But you got to come back to trial. I mean, I don't know. I'm interested to see how it is, because I do know that, you know, you get families that put up their houses and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is a deterrent from a person who was looking to jet, not to jet, because he doesn't want to leave his mother or his family member without their house if he jets.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that, you know. But other than that, the person's either a flight risk or they're not.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit in this, dude. I'm looking at it right now, bro.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So there's also a shitload of reforms in it. Standardizing use of force, create statewide use of force standardization act, starting the intent of the General Assembly to establish statewide use of force effective January 1, 2022. That doesn't really make sense.
I mean, I'm sure you have to read more into that then. Now you have to go into what that act is or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the date, 2022. I mean, it already is 2022.
Oh, so yeah, so that probably went into effect already, probably.
Yeah. I guess this thing was already signed. It's passed.
It just got passed, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Illinois. No, I guess that is it.
Yeah. Safety Act. That's it. But basically, you know, and yeah, it does have second degree murder and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. But once again, if the dude is up for second degree murder, right? Or a drug induced murder is one of them too. Like, in other words, you were drugged out and you killed somebody. Mm-hmm. If that person is a threat to society, then they shouldn't give him bail at any number. Right. He shouldn't be able to pay $1 million and be able to walk the streets again.
The most interesting part is where that threat to society, that line is going to be, you know?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of judges letting people out that shouldn't be out.
Yeah.
But that happens now.
Right.
If they have money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Think about all the mobsters who get locked up, you know, and then they get out on bail because they have $1 million to put down on bail.
Yep.
Right. And then while they're out, they got their fucking cohorts going out and killing all the fucking
witnesses
and shit and intimidating witnesses.
Yeah. And the jurors and shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and then you have the cartel guys who pay to get out and they just bounce back to wherever the fuck, you know, Mexico.
Exactly.
Or
they pay their thing and then they bounce.
Yep.
So in reality, I feel like it cuts that out. I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah. So what happens if you have like a crime that's like not like detainable? So there's just no cash. They don't keep
there's
you
just
anymore?
No bail. They give you a date to come back. I think they put a monitor on you.
You get arrested, processed.
This is the date to come back to court to start your trial. If you're going to go to trial or the next court date.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
I mean, like I said, it's.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not like super
interested to see how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. In other words, what it forces them to do is, but see, that's the problem. They're not going to do that. But what it forces them to do is to detain a person who should be detained.
Because
it's not saying that they're not going to detain you. They're putting it out there like if you do that, you're going to go to court and be released. Nah, if you have second degree murder charges, you know, you're going to go in there and they're going to say, boom, held, you know, remanded. No bail. That's it.
No bail.
There is no haggle room to go. Well, what if he gives you $2 million? Oh, then he's not that bad.
Right. Yeah. No bail is no bail.
No bail is no bail.
Mm-hmm.
They're either going to let you go because they think you'll come back to court or they're not.
Like, what are the usual crimes that they get no bail for? It's usually like, you know, murder. Armed robbery, armed assault, anything armed.
Finding a bunch of kids in your basement.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're the leaseholder and you were sitting in the living room.
Right.
You know, when they came into the house watching TV and they heard the banging that they know you obviously heard, you know, and all the kids are like, yeah, that's them. They were fucking us up. Yeah, you're not going to be let out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There'll be assault charges that you will be given let out. Right. Because assault charges usually are bails.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how bad it was. I mean, like I said, this is really going to depend on the prosecutors.
And the judge.
And the judges.
Yeah.
Who a lot of them put in there by Soros. So, so we know where that's going to go. I was also looking into certain things when I was trying to see. It's hard to find information on the Queen. Anything that talks bad about her, it's very hard to find.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's buried deep in the interwebs.
You can't find a lot of things that told bad about the Queen. They make her to be like such a honorable person. And I just don't believe it, to be honest. But one thing I found out, do you know that she cannot get charged with a crime?
I did not know that.
The Queen cannot be charged either civilly or by the government of a crime. In that government. And because she has diplomatic immunity throughout the world, she also can't be charged with a crime anywhere else. So she's actually above the law. They followed that up with, thank God she was a noble, you know, gracious, loving queen and probably never murdered anybody. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think she might have some bodies. I think she might have some bodies. I wouldn't be surprised, you know? Yeah, but she can't get up.
Oh, dude, check this shit out, bro.
Can't be sued. And you ready for this?
Hold on a second, bro. I gotta show you something. I gotta show you something.
But hold on real quick before you go into that.
Okay.
There's the other thing. Her family members, although they can be charged with a crime, cannot be arrested if they're in front of her or if they're anywhere in, what's the name of that home where they live?
Buckingham Palace.
Or anywhere near Buckingham Palace, they cannot be arrested. So that means that if they get charged with some crazy crime, like this dude Prince or whatever, they come after him for touching little ping-pings.
Mm-hmm.
All he has to do is stay in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, and he's good.
And he's good. Or whenever he goes out and takes a walk, make sure he's with the queen. Right. Well, that's going to be hard to do. He's going to have to travel with the fucking...
ashes.
The ashes. Did they cremate her?
No, I don't think so. Probably not. I don't think they would cremate somebody like that. All right, here you go. Here, this is what I want to show you. So, you know, I put in DuckDuckGo, Queen of England can't be charged, right? So here's an article from ok.co.uk, right? Can the Queen be arrested? The unexpected reason, Queen Elizabeth. So I click it, right? We cannot serve this content to the country you're visiting from.
Can you scroll? Because we can still see it.
I can't do anything, bro.
Oh, wow. They won't let us look at that.
What the fuck is that about, bro? Isn't that
some sort of censorship, right?
Yeah. Yes. I've never seen that before, bro. Ever. That's bizarre.
And the plot thickens. Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Hmm.
I'm not surprised. Nothing surprises me anymore. I'm beyond surprised.
You don't get surprised at all?
I don't know. I'm very rarely surprised, man. But yeah, man, so she can't be charged. And her family, as long as they stay close to Buckingham Palace, they cannot get arrested. It's amazing.
The president has to get impeached, right? Can the president get arrested? Has a president ever been like arrested?
Well, they don't go after presidents. I mean, because I'm thinking.
Well, they do now. Excellent.
Well, now they do. If you're running against them, they will. They'll send them to you. You know, yeah, now they do. But they don't really. I mean, if they did it to Trump, he'd be the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's they going can on? Impeach him.
What's and going on with that right
after
now?
After he's impeached, then he's free game to be. But they don't, you know, they don't really go after presidents. They didn't do it with Nixon.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Nixon did some crimes. That's why he was impeached.
It would be bad for the country to get an ex-president arrested. You know what I mean?
We don't want that
on the national stage, bro. We don't want that shit to happen.
But I'm sure if, you know, if Hillary Clinton had turned into president and they went into one of those rooms in the White House and saw a bunch of fucking babies with their faces peeled and people taking shots of adrenochrome, I'm pretty sure we would want her locked up.
Yeah, but I don't think she would get locked up.
I don't think she would either, but I think we would want her locked up. I mean, she hasn't yet, right? So, but no one's yet to walk in on her, as long as we know that. That's able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That still got their tongue.
To tell the tale.
You know, so we don't know, you know. Well, I know someone did walk in on her. You know, her and fucking... I just have visions of fucking like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden crossing their arms, you know, like two people when they take drinks and they cross their arms with champagne, mm-hmm. just crossing their arms, sipping adrenochrome.
Do you think
taking sips of baby blood?
Kamala Harris,
she likes to let it like drip. She likes to let it drip down her neck and shit. She looks like she's a sloppy blood drinker.
Hot or cold? Do you think they drink it hot or cold? Do you think you think it's like coffee? Like they heat it up, put a little sugar in it?
I think they ask on the rocks or neat.
Or neat, yeah.
Chilled. Or room temperature.
I think an orange slice would probably be the best for blood. You know,
they probably got like mixes.
Yeah.
They probably got adrenochrome mixes, dude. You know? They got baby on a beach. Which is like sex on the beach. You know? but it has a little, it's the same exact ingredients with adrenochrome.
The old fashioned baby.
Yeah, yeah.
A baby daiquiri, you know?
Can I get a baby daiquiri?
That's what they had on Epstein's Island. It was all like daiquiris and stuff.
Yeah, baby daiquiris, yeah. Strawberry baby daiquiri, banana baby daiquiri, also known as BBDs. That's great.
Baby and Coke.
Let me get some babosas. Come for brunch. Stay for the babosas. Yeah, oh, I think, man, they have baby mixes. You don't think they got baby mixes? Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean.
Why would you just drink it like that? Unless it takes away.
Well, I'm sure some people do. The purists. Yeah, they're just drinking that shit neat.
It's like a good year.
Yeah.
It's a good year, 2020. It's a good year. Fresh.
They pull the foreskin out. And
it's one of the few drinks where, yeah, it's covered with the foreskin. You take it off the top. That's a good year. 2 years old. It's the only fucking drink where, like, the newer it is, the better it is. Oh, that's no good. That's 15 years old. You got a 40-year-old bottle of adrenochrome? I ain't drinking that shit.
Yeah, it's like fish, bro. You want to get it like the day of, you know?
Yeah, the fresher you get it, yeah, the better.
The better.
You want to pop off that foreskin and hear the screams. Ah! Ah, good year. That's a horrible joke, people.
Yeah.
I know that was horrible. The whole I'm not going to edit it, but if we could forget it. If we could forget that whole conversation that we just had, I think we'd all probably be better off for that, right?
What about like baby sashimi, you know, like baby sushi? Have they got that too? Is that a purist thing?
Imagine like if they have like a adrenochrome hibachi.
Yeah.
They just flop the baby on your table. You stab it like, you ever seen that video with the monkeys?
They pull them out of the tank in the front. You get to pick like the lobsters.
No, it's like a hospital window. You see all the babies, and then you get to pick the ones you want from the window. They come, they flop it on your table. You know, do they do it like the monkeys? Remember the monkey thing where they put him in the middle of a table and they close the table on his head?
Oh, dude.
You ain't seen that?
No, I know what you're talking about. That's fucked up, though.
Rich white people shit. They put the monkey in a, like it's a table, a round table with a circle in the middle cut out. And they open the table up, put the monkey in there, and it closes around his neck. And they have it where he's sitting like, you know, it's not really full. So his ass and his feet touch the bottom and it spins.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of holds on to these fucking bars like, ah, ah, ah. It's horrible. And then each person has these little mallets. And they just each take turn, pop, bapping him in the head, pop, bapping him in the head. It goes around the table until the monkey's dead.
What, bro?
Yeah, until the monkey's dead. And then they cut the top of the monkey's head off, pop it off, and they eat the brains. And what's fucked up is when I saw this, because I had you ever saw that movie Faces of Death? They actually had like 10 of them, which is horrible. But when the first one came out, everybody was like, oh my God, did you see this movie? And it was a documentary just about death. You know, it was just about death. They show people jumping off of roofs and shit. It was crazy.
Dude, this is fucked up. I can't watch this.
Show. No. We're not going to play it.
We're not going to play it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. The monkey screams through the whole thing. But what's fucked up is in the video that I don't want you to see, I can just explain it and you'll know it's bad enough. This one chick, you know, they give her a piece of the brain and she eats it and then throws up. And I'm like, you dumb bitch. You just killed that fucking monkey. You couldn't hold the brain down.
Right.
What a waste. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, I can't eat it. So you killed that monkey and you didn't know you couldn't eat the brains. What the fuck made you think you was going to like the brains? What made you think that was going to taste good? After you tortured this poor little animal. Fucking insane. People deserve fucking testicular cancer. even the bitches. May they grow nuts and have testicular cancer. And a hemorrhoid triple the size of mine. That's what you deserve in your life for killing monkeys like that. It's a delicacy. Just like adrenochrome.
Yeah.
What's fucked up is when you go to the bocce, they give you little baby bibs. I like the big lobster bids. You get like a little baby bid and it says something on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a little kitty saying on it.
Or like a cartoon of a baby in a diaper. You know?
You gotta
like
stop
a
little... talking about this. This is horrible. This is horrible. I'm going to die in my sleep tonight.
All right. Onto bigger and brighter things. I'm glad, you know, we can tell the people about the, me and Gary had a long conversation on the phone the other day where we were talking about the direction of the podcast. And we wanted it to be happier. And this was the very next episode. Your face is a different shade of red, bro.
Oh my God, dude, I spit up all over the fucking place, man. You're a dick. You're a dick, yo. Man, you got me. You fucking got me. Oh, shit, I couldn't even.
Yeah, bro, you gotta get a towel or something.
No, I couldn't do it with my shirt already, man. Gotta mix it so it's not on my backwash. Yeah, we were saying that. We were saying how we wanted to talk about happier things on the podcast.
It was a two-hour conversation. Me and G went deep and
how we wanted our podcast to be a beacon of hope.
Instead of beacon of despair.
Nah, this is true. I was saying, listen, man, I feel like we've been getting a little too dark. Like, when did we get so dark and all that shit? I said, I remember when we first started, I was talking about self-love and fucking, you know, living life, you know, in the fullest. And then somehow we got into adrenochrome hibachis. And, we were saying that we both want this to be a beacon of hope, man. We want people to hear this shit and be like, yeah, everything's going to be all right. And our first episode back, adrenochrome hibachis.
Yeah.
Look, we both did the same thing just now. For those listening and not watching the podcast, me and Brian just both got quiet in a moment of reflection, and both of our shoulders went up and sighed as we came back down. Look, man.
Hey, this is what Rated G is all about, isn't it?
Well, that's the problem with the red pill, isn't it?
It really is, bro.
That's the problem with it, is that you can't go back to like just you know, not caring and talking about shit that don't matter. And it's funny because that's how I feel when I hear conversations with people and they start to complain about shit. And I'm just thinking, oh, my God, it just, everything you're talking about just don't matter, man. Why are you so hung up on this shit? You do know one day you'll be dead. Mm-hmm. And if you talk for another 5 minutes, I'm hoping it's soon. You ever feel that way?
Dude, all the time. And that's really, you know, what it is. It's when I'm listening or talking to people who aren't, they're not red pill people. You know, we need more red pill people in this world.
And that's the problem with what's going on now.
Yeah.
Even in society as a whole, if you think about it. I was thinking about that today, like one of, you know, there's many problems, you know, but like when you look at like what people are debating, right? When you go on YouTube and you see what the debates are, what people are offended by and what people are going at other people for, right? It's all like just, it's like what the great Chang said, mm-hmm. And it changed my life when he said it. He said, when people don't have big problems, the little ones become big ones. And when you look at what's going on now, the debate between men and women and this and that, because we can't agree that we're different, but both just as important. You can't have one without the other. You know what I'm saying? Like we need both, people. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone understands that, that even though men and women are different, what the fuck does it matter? We still need women, and mm-hmm. women still need men. You yep. do. Without any one of us, the world doesn't continue. It's correct. That fucking simple. We're both as fucking important.
Right.
You can't have one without the other and continue life. Mm-hmm. It can't be done. Okay. It can't. So you look at like all these things. Like I heard this chick the other day, they were talking about how like you never hear people say, there's no commercials that go put on 30 pounds today. It's always like take off 30 pounds. And then she's like, they don't make skinny people pay for two seats. Yeah, because skinny people don't take up two seats. You don't see people, this is a TikTok video idiot that I'm talking about, but you don't see people fucking telling you to put on weight because it's not healthy.
Right.
It's not healthy. And it also doesn't take no work.
People say
just
shit
eat
to me.
And stay lazy and you'll gain fucking weight. People need to work at losing weight. That's why mm-hmm. they give you things on TV to help you to lose weight. No one has a problem not, gaining weight. People have problems losing weight.
Right.
And thinner, not that rail thin shit. Cause if you're too skinny, people are gonna be like, what the fuck too? But mm-hmm. thinner is more healthier.
Yep.
I'd be dead if I weighed 200 pounds.
My
lifestyle would have killed me at 180.
Yeah.
I got some friends I get high with. They're just ticking time bombs.
Yeah. Yep.
I look at them. I'm like, dude, stop doing the shit you're doing. You can't. Your heart is moving you around. Look at right. the size of you. It's moving you around.
Yep.
Now you're doing stimulus type shit to make your heart pump faster. No.
Bad idea.
Doesn't matter. You've been doing it for 20 years. That makes it worse.
Yes.
The longer you do it, the worse that makes it.
Right.
You're
seasoned though, bro. You're a seasoned pro. You got it down.
I'm very pleased with the way I handled my drug use throughout my life. I'm actually very proud of myself in certain ways. Like I never got caught up in
you never got hooked, right? You never got
yeah,
hooked.
Like, I can't say I'm not hooked on drugs. I don't know. It's hard to say. I like drugs, but I never let it if it comes between having to do what I got to do
right.
and drugs, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm not going to sit there and put drugs first.
Then I would say you're not hooked on drugs.
Yeah, no, I'm not hooked on drugs.
You're not hooked on
drugs. Man, I'm hooked on peace. Mm-hmm. The moves I make are always to try to bring peace to my life, although I'm not very good at making those moves sometimes, but that's my intentions.
Right.
My intentions are always peace, man. Because what's the option to be at war with everybody?
You don't want that, man.
Nah, and then it comes a point, everyone can't be wrong. Eventually, you are the asshole. Eventually. You know what I'm saying? Even if you wasn't when it started, the more people that start, eventually it's you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got to watch what I say. It might be me one day.
I don't know.
I'm just what is today? Today's Sunday.
Today's Sunday, man. It's the Lord's Day.
It's what?
It's the Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. Some would argue that's Saturday.
Oh yeah? Well, the Jews, right? The Jews would argue that point.
Yeah. They would.
They might be right. I'm a big fan of the
I think the Lord would also argue that every day is the Lord's Day.
That's true. Actually, he probably wouldn't argue,
No, he just smite you down. Have a whale jump out of the fucking ocean and swallow you. Teach you a lesson. Spit you up on a deserted island. Teach you a fucking lesson.
Do you ever watch those Nature is Metal videos? Like the crazy shit that happens in nature? Or you're not into that?
I watch some nature shits, man. Every now and then I'll smoke some weed. Watch some nature shit. I was watching some shit on the birds the other day. Because I think birds suck. Just disrespectful fucking flying rodents. Mm-hmm. But there are some cool birds. But still, I mean, they shit in the sky.
What are your top three favorite birds?
The eagle.
Okay.
The vulture. That Hollywood.
The crow. You love the crow.
And the black crow.
Yeah.
Yo, I remember I went to a hospital on Roosevelt Island. And it was one of those hospitals where people go to stay.
Right.
They're not getting out.
You said Roosevelt Island?
Roosevelt Island.
Okay. So this is like a psych hospital, right? Like a mental institution?
It wasn't mental. No, it wasn't mental. It was wheelchairs and people incapable of taking care of themselves.
Got you. Okay.
They do have mental institutions there. I don't think they even got those words, though. There's no more mental institutions, I don't think. I think they got rid of all those.
No, they have those, bro. Yeah, they're not. Do they?
I mean, they still got
psych wards, bro. Yeah, psych wards a thing. And long-term psychiatric care, too.
They still got Bellevue.
But they got Ancor right there in Winslow.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
You know where that's at by the DMV over there?
No. Okay. But I went to this spot, right? And it's Roosevelt Island. I think you're thinking of Ward's Island, where they have all the psycho places.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Ward's Island right over the bridge. When you're going over the bridge between the Bronx and Queens, there's that little island right there that you go off. That's all shrinks. I remember I did an outreach there once when I was doing Christian hip hop. And we were driving in the dark to get to the place. And there were people popping out the bushes in robes. Just looking at you in robes and then walking across the road back into other bushes. And I was like, did they let them out? They let them out? I was bugging out, dude. I wanted to leave, man. But anyway, getting back to this, I went to this fucking hospital, right, to visit. And it's people that are just, you know, can't take care of themselves for whatever reason. This person had an accident. And after the accident, it caused, like, I think brain damage or something like that. But I looked out the window and, dude, there were all these crows. Had to be like 1,000 of them.
Really?
Just when anyone who lived there in that hospital looked out their window, dude, just, and it was so creepy because there were no leaves on the tree. It's summer. No leaves on the tree.
Whoa, just bro, really?
Crows all over, big ones all over, just looking at the fucking hospital. And I was like, whoa, that I couldn't be in that hospital. I thought, you got to get me out of here, man. These fucking things are looking at me, telling me I'm going to die.
Yeah, bro. They're all sitting
there. You're going to die.
It's the omen.
Those are omens.
Yeah, they're omens. Omens. Yeah.
Omens.
Several omens.
Dude, like 1,000. No lie, dude. It was just filled. The leaves were replaced by crows.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. And the trees were so big. And that's the thing. The thing is, you go anywhere else, there's no crows in the trees, just by the hospital.
Yeah, I've seen birds, crows, especially like black crows in certain situations. And it's always giving me a fucked up vibe. You know, I don't want to be anywhere near those fucking things.
Nevermore.
Nevermore. Nevermore.
Sounding like that lady. That's what that lady sounded like.
Nevermore. It's always so spooky, bro. I really don't like, you know, any of those kind of movies, man, that have that kind of shit. Cause like there's a building right next door to us here. Right. And it's a condo complex and they have like these really big, beautiful magnolia trees in the front, but they're kind of like eerie looking, you know, and it's like this brick building and it looks like in every window that there's people living there, but I never see people there, you know? So I'll be walking Boots there. And just because the road in front of us is busy, like I'll be walking there like a night and shit, bro. And I get all these like weird fucking vibes from the place,
like,
man.
Yeah. I don't like shit like that, dude.
No, dude. Yeah. I don't like it.
I had a friend who used to like to go into abandoned buildings. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm not doing that.
I used to like going in those too.
No, I used to do when I was
young. For
different
reasons.
Yeah, well, even then I wouldn't. Oh, man, I can't even imagine that. Like, see, that's the thing. I couldn't even.
Daytime only, bro. Daytime only.
I don't even care, man.
Yeah, daytime
that's
only.
That's a hard life to live. That's why I couldn't be like, I couldn't go full junkie, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go full AC.
I wouldn't want to go full AC, but I went full Camden for sure. I went full Camden, full Kensington for like a little while, you know?
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it, man. I couldn't. No drug is going to make me like being around those kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though, bro. When you're in it, you don't really like it either, but you're there. You know,
it's. I know, but I don't know, man. I couldn't. But see, that's why I managed to get through the years that I did it and still be respectable and fucking be able to do what I got to do.
Right.
Because I, you know, like I feel a pain in my gum. I'm stopping everything. I'm not losing no teeth behind this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, there comes a point where you feel it, like, you know shit is going in a direction, man. I mean, I've never had that point where I was like, oh, shit. You know, like, I never sat there looking in the mirror and blood poured out my nose or some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if that does happen, then why would you keep going? Why would you continue to do it? Wouldn't you at least stop for a while till that rectifies itself? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know, man. There comes a point where it's like, you know, the bottom's coming. Why? Oh, well, the bottom's coming. Might as well hit it. No, mm-hmm. You ain't got to hit the bottom, people. That whole thing of you got to hit rock bottom. You don't have to. Unfortunately, most people choose to, but you don't have to. At any time, once you realize shit is fucking up, once you start seeing your clothes turning green because you haven't washed them in 3 months and haven't changed them since the last time you washed them, then that's a clue. Oh, my Lord, look at you, dude. Your fucking, your right eye looks like it wanted to get away from your face. Your right eye looks like, yo, fuck this, man. This kid is bugging. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Your left eye, you know, looks like you was in TLC. That one looks like, yeah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? The right eye looks like it was chasing waterfalls.
That's what shooting coke does, people. Don't do drugs, man. I'm very happy that I'm not that person anymore. And I hope anybody
who
I hope that anybody who is getting fucked up listening to this episode, if you have a drug problem, you can stop, you know?
Yes, you don't have to hit rock
yeah,
bottom.
You don't have to live like this shit anymore.
And may
man.
I say, I get on you for your looks all the time. You look fantastic.
Thanks, bro.
You are fucking gorgeous, dude. Fucking gorgeous compared to that mugshot. That don't even look like you. That looks like your drugged out older brother.
Yeah. Well, that was years ago too, bro. That was like,
I know. And he looks older than you now.
Yeah. That's probably like seven years ago. Yeah. I was in it, bro. That was shooting coke. You know, that's
what happens to your face.
That I took that picture because I was shooting coke. Right. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, my eyes
don't look right.
Yeah. My eyes are fucked up. And
yeah, you wasn't wrong.
And I went like this and went, and it straightened out, and then I could watch it, and it would just go off. Right? So I took the picture because I wanted to look
hoping
at it.
Hoping that you would catch the movement of your eye picture.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to look at it later sober and see what it looked like.
Was that your awakening? Did you look at it
sober?
Oh,
no, dude.
Day?
I thought it was funny, bro. I still think it's pretty funny, man. That's a really fucking funny picture of me, man. Like, I don't care anymore because like I did what I had to do to get.
Oh, yeah. Nah, you're out of it, man.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, no, you look like you still got somewhere to go. You still got some room behind you to go a little further down in that picture, but not a good picture.
Not a good picture.
But then again, the truth is, dude, I got pictures where I was fucked up that night.
Yeah.
You know, you really can't go by that unless you were straight in that picture. You say you was blasting cocaine. Yeah, that's the right look now.
Yeah.
In that picture, I guess you look great. If you think about the scenario that was going on. Once again, I changed my comment. You look great in both pictures.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
But damn, that right eye, boy. That shit is like, you know, I should talk. My right eye.
Yeah, but dude, this thing was on a 45 fucking degree angle.
And it was down here. It was you look like a fucking whatchamacallit, Salvador Dali portrait, man. That's what you look like. You look like a fucking Salvador Dali picture. You know, look at that. That eye doesn't even look like it belongs to that face. Well, one eye doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
One of these eyes is not like the other. One of these eyes just don't belong.
Oh, man. That's fucking great, bro.
Guess which eye is not like the other before we finish this song? Any answer would be right. The only answer that would be wrong would be like nose, mouth, and ears. But if your answer is left or right, you'd be right.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it goes, though.
I saw that motherfucker. I see you giving me these subliminal fingers every time you do them, just so you know.
What do you mean?
Just now, you gave me the finger.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't even realize that, did you?
No,
you
do I didn't.
It subconsciously. I think you do realize.
I don't think it's as subconscious
as you want to make it look.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Also want to big up USC Thomas, who's out here in Atlantic City, people. You can catch him for the next couple of days. Monday, Tuesday, he'll still be out here.
We got to get him on the show soon. We haven't had USC
on. I was going to bring him on today, but he had a wedding to go to.
Okay.
Yeah. So the person was very complicated. When I said who was getting married, he explained it, and it was like so complicated. I was just like, okay, never mind. Sorry, I asked, you know, like to connect it to him was just like, oh, it's my daughter's sisters, whatever. I was like, all right, never mind.
It's not that important to you.
Yeah, once I heard my daughter's sister, I said, okay, never mind. This is gonna get crazy. So you're just going to a wedding tomorrow. Yeah, he was gonna come on. He really wanted to, but you know, he had a wedding. Big up to you, Yorsi. He's a fucking genius.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, man.
I always like his, you know, his clips from our show are good. They usually get banned. The chicken clip is one of my favorite clips, bro.
He asked me to go out to eat with him the other day, and I said no. He said what? I said I already got places out here that I don't go to because of my own beef. I'm not gonna go. I bought you to my Chinese restaurant, and you returned the food the next day. Come on, man. I'm not going nowhere to eat with you.
You can't at this point, right?
Nah, because like, he's gonna have a problem, man. You know, I'll go somewhere where he goes. Like, he could take me, but I'm not bringing him nowhere out here so I can get into fucking beef with people.
You're not going to bring him to your Denny's?
No, I told him. I said, nah, I'm not bringing you to Denny's with me, dog. Crazy. I go there, the place be packed. I went there today, it was packed. I looked at the dude, all of them gave me a pound and said, just 15 minutes. I said, you got it.
Cool. Very nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because I'm one of their best customers, man.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, man. It's nice. It's nice to have a place like that, even if it is.
Denny's ain't nothing more than a diner. That's what it is. Not even like a fast food place, because it's not fast food.
Yeah, it's a diner. Yeah,
it's a diner.
Yeah.
It's a diner with a really cool menu.
Right.
That's what it is, because the menu is cool. That's what's so funny is what makes me go back is that there's so many things I want to try. But I get there and I go, let me get the steak. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, because it's a decent steak. Fuck it. For $20, can't go wrong, you know? So fuck it. So I actually tried their hot chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh.
With a scoop of ice cream on top of it.
Oh.
Man. That shit was banging.
Have you ever had the pot roast?
No, it looks good though.
Yeah, it does kind of look
like
good.
I said in the picture, they all look good.
Yeah.
And they just have like weird things that just look like, yeah, I'd like to try that. You know, like mm-hmm. I tried their Grand Slamwich, was basically eggs, cheese, like in an omelet with sausage, bacon, and a ham.
And then on a Texas toast?
On a Texas toast, but it's got maple syrup in it.
It's very greasy.
It's very greasy.
That's a dander, right? That's got to be a dander. You start your day with that?
I could only eat half of it. And then right. I put the other, but it's so good. I put the other half in the box and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eat the other half for breakfast the next day.
Are you a toaster oven? How do you reheat it?
Do you have
a toaster oven?
No, never owned a toaster oven.
What?
Never owned a toaster oven.
The toaster oven is the single best kitchen appliance of all time.
Yeah, better than the oven.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Better than the oven.
Hold on. I got to put it in its category. For the single male adult, a toaster oven is the most essential piece of kitchen equipment.
How do you cook rice an oven is also attached to the stove.
Correct.
All right. Correct. So you're saying that that's better than an oven and a stove?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just oven in the stove is good enough.
But the toaster oven puts you on the next level. It enhances all of your toast. You can make garlic bread in it. frozen chicken fingers, little
you can do garlic bread in the oven.
Of course you can, but you can do it much faster in the toaster oven. You don't have to wait for that shit to preheat. If you have something like that Denny's sandwich, bro, you put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds, finish it in the toaster oven, tastes better than it did in Denny's. 100%. Change your life. I will buy you one.
Toaster oven, man. Huh? I never had one. I never saw the purpose of it. Do you make toast in that as well?
I prefer to have a pop-up toaster for toast, man. I'll be honest. But what I do like about toaster oven toast is when you put it in there, then you can slice some pieces of butter, like right before it's done. And then you throw it on there and then let it go ding down. And then you have it melted in. Yeah, man. You can make the sandwich a little bit better.
Melted butter, man.
Yeah.
See, when I make waffles, dude, I always melt butter first over the stove. And then I pour it into each little
square
nook and fill them up. Boom. So that when you put the syrup on top and then you eat it, it goes in, it squishes in your mouth. Mm. Telling you, dude, I'm making myself hungry and I just ate.
This might be a little weird. I'll out myself though. I leave my butter on the counter.
All the time?
On the counter, yep. You don't have to refrigerate butter.
But then it becomes like liquid almost.
No, it doesn't, man. It doesn't. If you keep your house like 75 degrees or under, which is what I do, it won't melt. It won't melt. It'll be soft, but it won't melt. And it's great for toast. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I always take it out for a little while and let it, you know, kind of get.
Try
it,
bro.
I don't leave it out.
Leave it out. It'll
change. I can't leave it out, man. My cat will be running around fucking fat because she licked up all the butter.
No. You gotta get a buttered dish, you know, with the lid.
Oh, now I got to get a buttered dish.
Yeah, you got to upgrade.
Ideas require me to purchase shit, man.
We should get rated G buttered dishes.
We should get rated G toaster ovens.
Rated G rolling papers might be nice, bro. Or maybe we start branding some rated G blunt wraps. Would you want that?
It's not whether I would want them. The question is, would the people want it? Feel free to let us know in the comments down below. And don't forget to like and subscribe, because as corny as it sounds, it does something for us, you know? you know, in some way, I'm not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't say I'm exactly sure which way.
Yeah.
Are you always on the left and I'm on the right?
It usually works like that. Yeah.
I never realized. I don't know what I thought it was. I feel like it switches. I feel like we're the hunchback, Igor, and Dr. Frankenstein, Young Frankenstein. You ever saw Young Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Monty Python. Is that Monty Python? No, it's not Monty Python. We did Young Frankenstein. But you remember Igor, I think his name was? His hump would always move.
Mel Brooks. Gene Wilder.
Mel Brooks. Yeah, Mel Brooks.
Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, Marty Feldman.
Yeah, dude who played Igor, his hump would move from left to right.
Really?
Yeah, you don't remember that? That was one of the funny. He goes, wasn't your? He'd be like, what? And he'd be like, never mind. Igor was the shit. He said, where'd you get this brain? Abby somebody. Abby who? Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
Yeah, he said, you put an abnormal brain in my monster. Such a great movie.
Yeah.
They don't make movies like that anymore, man.
No, they really don't. They don't really make good movies at all anymore.
None, because all of them have to. People like all the movies now have to appease everybody.
Here we go. This is where we take it right down, straight down, yet again.
They just want to make sure that everyone's
happy.
This is
how it goes. We talk about Young Frankenstein. We're talking about a classic.
Whatever happened to just like, if you're not into that movie, don't watch that fucking movie. Every movie ain't for everybody.
The problem, the gift and the curse is the internet, man. Because now everyone feels like they got to tell you what their opinion is. Myself, ourselves included.
Yourself right? A little more than mine, because you have a fucking Reddit.
Google reviews. That's what it is. Not Reddit.
Whatever.
Google reviews.
Oh, is that like the bougie way?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just do it on stage.
which is
much more professional, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is that what I do? I don't know.
Talk shit.
On stage? Yeah, I guess. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore, dude. To be honest, I don't even know what I'm doing. Next week, next Saturday, I will be at the NYFAC with my boys, Zach Pickard and Ray Vasquez. Come check us out, man. It's an event for the charity of autism. And it's going down September 24th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. The doors open up at 7 p.m. It's at the American Legion Post, 1404 Broad Channel, Queens, New York, 11693. And if you want some information, call 347-230-9983. And it's the NYFAC Foundation Pasta and Comedy Night with me, Zach Pickard, and being hosted by Ray Vasquez. So if you're in Queens, Bronx, anywhere near, man, come check us out, man. It's for a good cause for autism. You know.
Yep.
I think they're going to buy them more puzzles.
It's fucked up, bro.
Look, I care. Right? It's for a good cause, and I care. All right.
Well, thank you for your support to a good cause.
Yeah, come out and support it. You know what I'm saying?
You're a noble man.
Not in any way.
You do have a noble name.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean sword carrier.
Sword carrier. Spear carrier. But I don't like to say spear carrier because right away it gets racist. I like create problems where there were no problems, right? That was like a comment I didn't have to say. Nobody thought nothing of it until I brought it up. But I got a lot of gigs coming up, man. A bunch of stuff coming up outside of AC and in AC. And, you know, so I'm excited. Things are happening. I'm supposed to be filming, I think, that independent movie next week, if I'm correct. What's today's date? I think it's Thursday.
Today's the 18th.
Yeah, the 22nd. I'm supposed to be filming. I got like three lines, so I'll be speaking in it.
Very nice. What are your lines?
What it's called, but I'll let you know.
Do you know your lines? What's your role?
I sell like drugs and fake credit cards.
Do you need a psychiatrist?
God, he's like a fucking dummy. Not even spending it on good shit. Spending it on fucking shh.
Oh, bro, I dated this girl. I got a story. So I dated this girl in college, right? And
is this girl this girl?
No. It's not this girl. It's a different girl. It's a very similar story, though.
I'm trying to get it out of her.
So I'm dating this girl. I'm in the fraternity. She's in our sister's sorority, the sorority we're closest with, right?
Now the Pinkies, the T-Birds.
Yeah.
Good. Tell me more.
It actually, this was around 2010 or 11. So at this point, Oxycontins had just stopped getting made, at least the good ones, right? So now I'm moving on to 30 milligram pills, which are more than half of what I'm used to doing, and they cost more. So now I'm spending all this money, right? Meanwhile, I'm dating this girl who always has new clothes, new this, new that, always eating out, but never really like buys anything for us, you know? So I don't really know what the deal is, right?
But why would she anyway? You're spending your money on fucking pills.
Of course. Yeah, of course. So So we're at a fraternity party, right? And I'm with her, but I'm like hanging out with like other people or whatever. And she gets in an argument with one of her sorority sisters and like, you know, runs off crying and leaves, right? So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I hear people starting to like say shit about her, right? And then like I'm asking her stuff, and then
she was hoeing.
She's not telling me no, bro. She was the treasurer of her sorority and stole like $15,000 or $20,000. She was just writing herself checks from the book.
And she didn't even cut you in on that.
And didn't even fucking buy me anything.
Didn't buy you shit. Now that's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, it wasn't her money. It wasn't like she was out selling herself. She was just stealing it.
But truth be told, I'm glad I didn't get a dime of that. And I actually appreciate her for not getting me involved in it, because actually, I bet that's what she was thinking, you know? Doing the shit. She probably didn't want to do the shit.
Was just robbing her sorority sisters, but she had your best interests at heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
she sounds like a noble creature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess dudes do that, right? Mob bosses in some way. No, they don't. Because the woman's living in the house. The woman's fucking driving his cars. Come on.
Yeah, everything knows what's going on. Yeah, might be in her name too.
Yeah, she knows what's going on. Come on. Is there still a mob? That's the question all the time. Is there even still a mob?
My answer is there was never a mob. The mafia was a figment of the FBI's imagination to persecute Italian Americans. That's what I think. There's no such thing.
You know, nowadays, you might be right.
Yeah.
You know, for all we knew, Gotti was going to run for president.
And that's why
they used the powers that be to take him out before he could do that.
Yeah.
Because they knew he would win. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, dude. What are we going to do?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. But yeah, man, I mean, I think the mob still has some power. You know, the funny thing, man, is when you're driving around in Jersey and New York and you look at the construction trucks going by, you look at like all the bridges and stuff, all that shit has Italian names all over it, you know?
Yeah. Like, so is that mob?
I mean, it all was mob related at one point, man, and they're still owned by the same family. So, yeah, man, the mob's definitely still running. It's not like it used to be, but they definitely got operations, bro. There's no
it's
way
not how going. It used to be, but it is how it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they went back underground.
Yeah, man. I mean, the cartels really, you know,
things are much better. People, you know, like things that are underground are better kept underground, right? Yep. Think about it. That was the problem they had with Gotti. Right. Mm-hmm. Because Gotti was all flashy. And even that other dude before him was all flashy. And they used to like to keep their shit low key.
You ever listen to Sammy the Bulls podcast?
You know, no, I don't give that rat any fucking respect.
His podcast is crazy, bro.
I'm sure it is, man.
Fucking nuts.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, you know. I listen to it.
But you know, he's like crazy because he got off, right? He ratted, he got off. And then he got knocked for selling ecstasy. And then he had like his kid pumping it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think him and his kid were doing it. I mean, it just goes to show though.
Bonding. Drugs, that goes to show. Drugs bring people together. Nope. They always talk about how drugs tear families apart. They never talk about how they bring them together. Mm-hmm. You know, him and his son were in a lucrative business together. How'd he get off on that? That What's he has that? A podcast. Shouldn't he be locked away?
Oh, yeah. All right. Drug conviction. Okay. So 40 people, even his ex-wife. Yeah. But I think it was for a crime. Friends with a 23-year-old.
I find it weird.
Yeah. What, that he's talking?
That he's out. I mean, shouldn't he be locked up?
The truth is a lot of those guys, and I believe, you know, the same is possibly true, but they were working with the feds back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, how do you think how do you think, you know, it's getting off? I mean, man, from the 40s to the 80s, the mob built New York, like all those buildings in Manhattan, all those skyscrapers, all mob contract builds.
Yeah, how to get anything done with everybody having no show. With everybody having no show jobs, how did they even get anything done?
Well, a lot of the jobs were show jobs. Not very many no show jobs. That only happened when it had to. And then they learned, and then they were all show jobs. But dude, Sammy was talking about in this one thing, they would have guys in Manhattan, and they would see, you know, a concrete company come in from Jersey or from wherever the fuck that wasn't one of theirs. And they would stop the fucking truck and beat the shit out of the drivers and send them back. And then they would take the contract. And these are like $100 million contracts that they were going to build skyscrapers, you know? Oh, just racking it.
Yeah, well, that's why it's called racketeering.
Funneling money through to this. Oh, man.
All right, here's something weird. Have you heard about the penis fish? Right away, his eyes lit up.
I actually had raw penis fish for breakfast.
Get the fuck out of here, dog. Get the fuck out of here, man. Don't even tell me that shit, dude. Don't even tell me that. Yo, look at his face, people. The fucking penis fish. Is that not the fucking... It's called the fat innkeeper worm. The fat innkeeper worm or the penis fish. And what a fucking gross thing that is, man. Look at those things. What penises look like that?
I mean, you know.
They do have bell heads.
Yeah.
But you know what it is? They look like deformed penises. That one looks like a finger. That's gross, man. Oh, fucking gross. Imagine you're swimming, right? You're on vacation. Just imagine you're on vacation. You're swimming, doing that diving shit with your lady. And then all these penises start fucking floating around you. Would that not freak you out? I don't know how I saw this. There was something in the...
Oh, bro, in Korea, they eat them raw with sesame oil and fucking salt.
Gross. Gross, man. I'm sure they got videos of people eating that shit. I do not want to see it. Do not pop it up. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's fine. We won't.
No, it's gross. Nobody wants to see that. I'm sure if we were live right now, the comments would be saying, no, no. You'd have one sick bitch up there like, show us the penises. Don't show us the penises. I don't want to see it. You know, you're going to make all our viewers go to just the audio. They're gross. And I don't know why I know that. Like, they brought it up for some reason. You know, like in the news, it was something that was going on with them. I think they're like too many of them somewhere or something.
Okay.
Or they're growing someplace they're not supposed to be growing. I don't know. I forgot. But that shit is gross. And the fact that they eat them raw is disgusting. What could they possibly taste like? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just looks gross. First of all, it's a worm. Another word for it is the worm. Ugh. Such a gross fucking fish. Fish are gross. I don't eat fish. You look like a fish eater.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't eat fish. I don't eat seafood.
Gross.
Bro. Yeah, it's disgusting, bro.
Squid.
They're bugs. They're bugs, people.
I mean,
they're bugs. They're fucking bugs.
I'll dabble with crab. I'm not gonna lie.
See, that's the most buggy one, man.
Nah, I'll do snow crab. Just the legs. That's the funny thing. I don't want to see it. All I want is a plate full of legs.
I've seen you actually do that at what was that place that used to be upstairs at the mall that we used to go to? We had like an AC Jokes thing there one time.
Oh,
that seafood, was it Joe's Crab Shack or no? It wasn't Joe's.
I don't remember, but yeah, I get into my crab legs, dude.
Yeah, you have.
I get messy.
Yeah, you had the baby bib on and everything.
Yeah, I get.
Yeah,
I've learned to master it. I don't even use the little thing. I use my fork. Pull them out, whole limbs.
Mm-hmm.
You're making me want crab legs right now.
You're making me want crabs.
Gross. Gross. I feel like, do you scape or are you just a big bushy Italian down
no,
there?
I scape, bro. Come on. You got to scape. It's disrespectful not to scape.
I feel like you're hairy. I'm looking at your arms. You like you probably have some really hairy legs. So do you scape your legs too? Like, do you go down to at least
I don't scape the legs.
But so you just like hairy the upper, ass the, legs? No, the upper. Big bald cock.
The upper. I kind of got a fade going, bro. Once you get the fade. Yeah, once you get from below, like or above the short line, you know, it's like a three down
it starts
to a zero.
To get faded in. Yeah. All right, there you go.
A nice blend, they grow.
Bro. You got a nice set of leggings.
Yeah. See, the bad part though is the asshole. You know, that's the tough part.
Out at all when you got locked down? You know how everybody was shaving their heads. Cutting their hair and shaving their heads, shaving their beards and shit like that. Did you do anything like that?
No, Gary, I didn't because I can handle stress. You know, I can handle tough situations.
I took an Adderall one day
mm-hmm.
and was scaping and went berserk.
Oh, Actually, now that you're talking.
And when I say I went berserk, I was high on Adderall, dude. And I was looking at my arms and I'm like, my tattoos look so much better if I didn't have this big coat of hair. Everything. I shaved every single hair other than my eyebrows off my body. I couldn't shave my head. And it wasn't because I was losing it. It's because I just had nothing to do, you know, and I thought everything looked better. I was working out at the time.
I think I shaved my chest during COVID. I think I buzzed my chest to see how it looked. I think I did
everything.
That. Yeah, I did the chest. No, I didn't do
everything. I came out the bathroom. I just ran and slid on the floor like a seal right up onto the couch. Like a fucking seal. I fucking went hard. That one day, I just like, I got caught up, you know? And then I think I fucked up like an angle. That's what started it.
Yeah.
I think I got fucked up an angle. And I was like, I got rid of that. Then I said, it's stupid to have this and not that. Well, it's stupid to have that and not this. And then, you know, I came out completely bald. Knuckles, toes, everything.
That would happen to me when I would when I was on dope. You know, I would try to do the lines. And then eventually I'd, you know, not out, and it would go down, and then I'd have to keep going lower and lower and lower and lower, and then eventually it'd be all gone.
Dude, yesterday, I'm walking home, I'm coming up to the corner, and I just hear horns beeping. I can't see what's going on. I see a couple people looking, and then one dude runs across the street just as I'm getting to the corner, and I see him running across the street, and I'm like, oh, something's licking off. But nah, I look, and he's banging on his dude's window because he nodded out right at the light.
Whoa, bro.
And he woke him up, and the dude said, and woke up with his eyes like this, looked at him, and just drove off and made a right. The guy behind him said, yo, that dude nodded out. I go, yeah, if I was you, I wouldn't make a right. You'd be foolish to make a right, dude. That dude gonna kill somebody. He nodded out behind the wheel. And I think it's the same dude that I seen nod out while he was driving.
Yeah.
One time. It looked like the same dude because I was crossing the street. He came into oncoming traffic with me. I had to move out the way. I was like, what the fuck's this dude doing? And then he just drove right past me. And then I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I had some scary experiences, man. Heroin's dangerous to drive on.
Who the fuck drives on heroin?
People who do heroin.
They drive on that shit?
Yeah, bro. When I was doing heroin, bro.
How are there not more?
I would keep listening, they don't fall down. Same thing with cars.
They weave in and out, but they don't hit nobody. Somehow they manage hit nobody.
I would keep three styrofoam cups in my car at all times. One of them held water for drinking, one of them held water for shooting, and the other one was empty for throwing up in. That's the three cups you keep in a car as a heroin addict.
Did you accidentally ever drink? Your throw up?
Nah, it never happened, bro. Nah, it never happened. But yeah, bro, it was dangerous. I mean, I remember sometimes I'd be like behind the wheel and I'd be like, oh shit. And I'd just pull over and fucking sleep, you know, try to sleep it off or like get some food or something, you know?
I don't know how we don't hear about more heroin related driving fucking accidents.
Well, most people sell their car when they're on heroin, bro. That's why. Yeah, it's not very many heroin addicts that have vehicles. That's why.
There you go. This dude does.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's new.
And he's driving around Atlantic City, yo.
Yeah, you got
to. You're in Atlantic City, be careful. Look both ways when you're on the sidewalk. Because this dude will smash up on the side. That's crazy.
I know, G, bro.
I don't understand how people do that. Even though I'm not going to lie, man, I remember back in the day, yo, there were times I'd be driving home and I had to close one eye. Because when I opened them, the road would go like this. But if I had one eye open, I could see the road. You know? Somehow we made it. Me and Mark one day drove home. I didn't know he was that fucked up because he was like, not going to go there. That's $700 damage. Like, he was just like, you know, not going to do that. That's this much damage. Then we get home. He fell on the floor, knocked out, put a little pillow on his head, threw a blanket on him. I go to sleep. We wake up the next day. He says, how we get home? I said, dog, that's not a good statement, yo. I'm like, what do you mean? You drove us home, man. What do you mean? How did we get home? Insane. It's crazy, right? And you gotta figure, like, that's going on all the time. When you're on the road, especially at night, a huge percentage of all those people on that road have been drinking.
Or drugging.
I mean, if they're on coke, you're all right. Pretty much, because they're alert.
Right.
But if they've been drinking or just even, you know, just up all day smoking weed all day, and they're like, or heroin. Mm-hmm. Mostly drinking, though.
Mostly drinking. Yeah, mostly drinking. Yeah, drinking and drive is no good, people. Don't drink and drive. Rady G does not support driving under the influence any intoxicants at any time.
Nah, y'all don't know how to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, like, drinking and driving back in my day meant exactly that. You were drinking and driving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a beer or whatever in one hand, and you were driving. So as you got drunk, you learned to make the adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going, as you're going, you're starting to go, oh, okay. And you're making the adjustments. You know what I'm saying? So you managed to somehow make it home alive. Now drinking and driving is you drink and then you go and drive.
It's drunk driving.
It's not drinking and driving. It's actually drunk driving, which is much worse.
Much worse.
Drinking and driving, you make the adjustments as you go. Not that once again, we don't support this in any way. You know what I'm saying? I don't support this in any way, but I'm just saying back in the day, I think that's the reason why we were able to make it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as you're drinking and as you start to feel the shit coming, you're kind of making adjustments. You know, it's not coming on all in one shot. Whereas when you go behind the wheel after you're drunk and you've been, I mean, think about standing. If you've been sitting at the bar all day, how hard is it just to get up and start walking when you didn't get up the whole time and you just sat there drinking? Yep. And now you get up and you're like, whoa, now you're going to go get in the car.
That's why I always like standing and drinking at the bar. And then you sit down and then you get up and then
you got to move. You got to move. You got to stay moving.
You throw some darts, you know, maybe play a little pool. You all right, bro?
Motherfucking, sometimes you hear shit upstairs. You wonder what the fuck.
Yeah, I think I heard a low
thump. Yeah, it sounded like he was bouncing a person. Dude, I remember, I don't know if I ever told you, but when I used to live in the basement apartment, my last one that I had in Ditmars, I felt like the neighbors upstairs were purposely doing things just to make me bug out, like what they were doing.
Right.
Like rolling marbles. Mm-hmm. It sounded like they were bowling half the time. Sound like they were fucking bowling or dragging and moving around their furniture. Sometimes it sounded like they were dragging dead bodies. It was like, I'll be like, what the fuck are they doing? You know what I'm saying? Like footsteps, I get it. But even footsteps, sometimes I'll be like my man upstairs is a big dude. Mm-hmm. He's a big dude. I'm like, why are you moving around so much?
Right.
How are you that big and all day long you moving around all day?
Right.
I don't even move around that much. You know? And my downstairs neighbor complained.
Are they still there? Or are they out?
Nah, they left because I had a leak in my shower. And my landlord didn't fix it. Big up to Yehuda. He didn't fix it. And it kept leaking down to them. Mm-hmm. And they moved. And then he came and gave me a new shower.
Right. Nice, bro.
Yeah, nice glass doors, very new.
How's the hot water?
I still got to run. Well, in the winter, I still got to run it.
Yeah.
I got to let it run. You know, I put it on, I go back to sleep.
Right.
Wake up 20, 30 minutes later. Like, ooh, the shower. And then it's
hot. That's good. Yeah. That's
nice. It eventually gets hot.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
You know, that's got to run.
Wintertime, man. You always want a hot shower. I rarely take cold showers. Rarely.
I can't get into a cold shower.
Yeah. No, I'm not into it.
I can't do it. I can't step into a cold shower, dude.
Yeah, no.
For sure. Even in the summer, I'm taking like warm showers. And as it's warm, then I'll kind of like take more heat off.
Right.
And get it to cool off. But I can't jump into no cold shower. What are you, crazy?
Right.
I can't do it. I mean, if I have to, I guess I've done it. I've jumped in and been like, oh, showered real quick and screamed, this sucks, and motherfucker a bunch of times. You know, I'd be like, motherfucker, mother. You know, you pay rent, can't get hot fucking water. You know, meanwhile, Tommy Chong was in jail and he was getting hot water
for a shower every day, actually,
as much as he wanted.
Yep, as much as he wanted.
Yeah, whatever.
People would take cold showers just so he could take a hot one. That was a great episode, man. Shout out Tommy Chong, man. We appreciate you.
Always, man. Fucking legend. Mm-hmm. So, what is your day looking like for the rest of the day?
I don't know, man. I might do a little editing. Might, you know, walk the dog, take Boots out for a little while, you know, have some dinner. I'm probably gonna take it easy. Yeah.
That sounds like a plan, man.
What about you,
Marcel? Me, I am going to roll up a nice big blunt from Apollo Bud.
Mm-hmm.
What is Apollo Bud? Well, only one of the best bud dispensaries in Queens, Astoria, Queens. If you don't know by now, check out Apollo Buds at the Canna Art Gallery. It's in the back of the Canna Art Gallery in Astoria, Queens, New York. And yeah, you can go to their site. And yeah, man, my man Lou, go check them out. Good people. Tell them G sent you. See if they hook you up with anything. They'll probably give you a pre-roll or something, you know? After that, I don't know. I might play a game of Triple X Playground all by myself. You know what I'm saying? And if you're wondering what Triple X Playground is, well, that's just greatest sexual board tool for couples ever made, man. It's sleek, it's beautiful, and it's dirty, just the way I like it, man. So go check out XXXPlayground.com and cop yourself one of those board games, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Man, my reads are getting good.
Also, check out endwasgood.net for a bunch of rated G stuff. We have mugs and other merch. Get yourself a mug.
We're going to get the shirts up there. Llama shirts are coming. I got them on order already. If you come to the shows, I should have them within like a week or so for my rated G Llama shirts.
Beautiful.
Follow me at Gary G Garcia on Instagram, Facebook. Follow my boy Brian at Brian the Video Guy. And once again, if you want to see what I'm doing in Atlantic City, then all you got to do is go to the website of our new sponsors, acjoke.com, and check out what we got going on. We got shows going on at Trop. We also got shows going on at Arch Rock Club. Is that what it's called? The Arch Rock Club in Atlantic City. Anchor Rock Club in Atlantic City. Come check it out. I'm there Tuesday the 20th. I just saw that. So come check me out, man. And thank you for supporting and listening, man. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, hit that little bell so you get the notifications and shit. You know, it all helps. All right. Leave some comments. Tell me you love me. Tell me you hate me. I don't give a shit. Don't leave comments. I don't give a fuck. It makes my job easier. I don't have to answer nobody back. But whatever you want to do, do, because this is a free world and a free society still, in only a little bit of ways. So let's enjoy it while we got it. All right.
Peace.
Peace.